According to the American College of Rheumatology, carpal tunnel syndrome is possibly the most common nerve disorder experienced today. It affects 4 to 10 million Americans, and it's quite treatable. On today's show, Dr. Barry McCaslin talks about the cause, effect, and treatment for this common disorder. Stay with us. The Rose Garden Checkup starts now.
It's time for the Rose Garden Checkup with Dr. Barry McCaslin. Dr. McCaslin is a board-certified physician who loves growing roses and helping gardeners maintain a healthy lifestyle. With each segment, you'll learn about a topic relevant to gardeners, exclusively on the Rose Chat podcast.
Like a good rosarian, you cut your hybrid tees back to chest height after winter's first hard freeze and secured them with stakes to prevent them from whipping around in the cruel winter wind. Yep, that Felco No. 2 pruner did overtime that day. But your hand is still hurting, and that was a week ago. It's painful and numb and tingly, and it wakes you up in the middle of the night until you shake it out like an old dust rag. What could be wrong? Lady or gentleman, you may have carpal tunnel syndrome. Now, everyone has heard of carpal tunnel syndrome, usually in the context of typing. Carpal tunnel syndrome is the set of symptoms that results from compression of the median nerve. We'll get to that in a second, in the wrist, and it includes numbness, tingling, pain, grip weakness, and atrophy, yes, wasting away, of certain hand muscles. First, a bit of anatomy. Your median nerve, and you have one on either side, forms beneath your collarbone from nerve roots and trunks arising from your spinal cord. The nerve travels down your arm and forearm, safely tucked against bone and protected by muscle. Then, it crosses through a narrow tunnel, the carpal tunnel, to enter your hand. Inside the hand, the median nerve sends branches that operate the fat lump of muscles at the base of your thumb that you use to form a grip with the rest of your fingers. Other branches of the nerve allow sensation over most of the palm of your hand and the pads of your fingers, except the pinky finger and part of the ring finger. Well, at least that's how it's supposed to work. As I said earlier, carpal tunnel syndrome results from compression of the median nerve in the carpal tunnel. What compresses it, you might ask? Tendons. The carpal tunnel is not only a conduit for the median nerve, but also for 9 tendons. Tendons are tough cords attached to muscles, and they're covered with a sheath. With repetitive motion, the tendon sheaths swell, taking up more room than usual in the carpal tunnel. That compresses the median nerve, the most delicate thing in the tunnel, causing it to dysfunction. Now, carpal tunnel syndrome can be caused by pregnancy and a host of illnesses such as diabetes and rheumatoid arthritis, but we're going to confine our inquiry to swelling of the tendon sheaths from repetitive use of the wrist. As rose gardeners, we are certainly prone to overuse of the wrist, especially at pruning time. The symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome are easily predicted from the anatomy lesson above. Early compression of the nerve results in numbness and tingling in the fingers, excluding the pinky finger, which can feel like electricity, along with vague pain over the wrist and the forearm. More severe compression produces weakness of the grip muscles, making it difficult to open a jar or hold on to delicate objects without dropping them. If compression is severe enough and prolonged, the muscles waste away and the nerve damage is irreversible. When we flex our wrist forward, as we often do during sleep, we further narrow the carpal tunnel and we accentuate compression of the median nerve. That is why people with carpal tunnel syndrome awaken from sleep, often more times than they actually remember, to shake out their hands. How is carpal tunnel syndrome treated? I'm glad you asked. First, see a doctor and get a proper diagnosis. Nerve testing may be necessary. If you have it, wearing a rigid wrist splint that prevents flexing of the wrist helps rest the nerve and promotes healing of the nerve. Splints are actually more effective when worn during sleep than during the day. Certain medications, such as ibuprofen, could help reduce pain and inflammation. Injections of steroids into the carpal tunnel, ouch, can produce prolonged relief. If symptoms are severe or refractory, surgery to enlarge the carpal tunnel is often curative. So, don't be afraid to prune your roses when it's time, even those giant climbers. But if your hand starts to get numb, take a break. There's always tomorrow.
The advice given in this segment is meant for basic informational purposes and is not intended as a replacement for the advice given to you by your physician. Consult with your doctor before making decisions concerning your health. This has been the Rose Garden Checkup with Dr. Barry McCasland, exclusively on the Rose Chat Podcast.